Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Moraz. Yishiyach the schus Moshe Peshadina, Raisa Moshe Mordechai. And it's based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. We know there's a concept of Sim Shalom, and there's a concept of Shalom Rav in our Shmoneh Esrei. We have to be very careful when we use the Lashon Rav. Esav said the word Rav, Yesh li Rav, I have a lot. Yaakov Avinu said, Yesh li Kol, I have everything. A person has Rav more than his Kalim can contain. It's dangerous. But about Shalom we say, Lo Matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Baracha, Ela HaShalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu only found the kli that best holds on to bracha is Shalom. So that's the kli kibble of brachas. And therefore there can be Rav, there can be a lot, and you don't have to worry because there's Shalom, because you have a proper kli kibble, you have proper vessels to contain this bracha. So in the mele you can have a lot of brachas. If you have Shalom Rav, because Shalom is the kli kibble to be machzik bracha, and memela, whatever brachas you get are going to be contained in that kli. Shalom Rav lo ahave soresecha ve'ein lamo michshol. There is great Shalom, Shalom Rav. Again, Rav could be dangerous, but not when it comes to Shalom, because Shalom is kli machzik bracha. And therefore, Shalom Rav for those who love your Torah. And there's no michshol, there's no stumbling block for them. But normally, when you have rav, it could be a stumbling block. One has too much, it could be dangerous. So to an yom tov, we ask, v'hasiyenu, Hashem Elokeinu, es bilchas moyadecha. Lashon hasiyenu is like somebody who takes upon himself a large load, a large masa. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us this large load. The Chag causes a Harchavas HaKelim. The Chag causes us to have an expansion of our vessels that we can take this Ribu Yishefa Brachas of Moadecha. We can take this great bounty of the holiday. That's why we say v'hasiyenu, load it on, because the bracha increases our kelim. The chag increases our kelim to receive the bracha. So what we'd like to talk about a little bit is one bechina, one perspective of being masig the kelim, of receiving, attaining the vessels that are shayich to, that shayich to Chag HaMatzis. It says, Vayisa amis betseko terem yechmots, mish arusam tsurois besimloisam al shichmon. The people carried their dough before it had leaven. Mish arusam is a difficult word. Rashi renders it Shiare Matzah Maror, the remnants of the Matzah and Maror. Sruos Bisimlosam, wrapped in their garments, Al Shichmam on their shoulders. So Rashi writes that they're taking the Shiare, the leftovers of the Matzah and the Maror, because they were Mechabivim Hoyu Es HaMitzvah. They loved the mitzvah and they took with them the matzah and the maror. So what's it coming to tell us that they were carrying a dafka on their shoulders? It's interesting. What's this lesson that it's on their shoulders? It says in Shmos 10:1, Ki ani chbadeti es libo. And Chazal tell us, I love this medrash, that Paroi's heart became like a liver. How do you say liver in Hebrew? Kaved. Ichbadati es libo. Paro's heart became like a liver. So this can be explained based on what Chazal teach us, that there are three leaders in a man. Three things are supposed to lead man. Moyach, lev, and kovid. Rashei tevois, melech. Moyach, brain. Lev, heart. Kovid, liver. And thus is a rashei tevois fun melech. A person has the koach, lahatos liba. A person can direct his heart either to the seichel, להוסיף אומץ ומוחשיות מהלב והמידות אל השכל, או שיעתהו על הכוח החיוני שבכבד וילך אחר התאוות. So where do you want your heart to go? You want to be a melech, that the moach is on top, and then the lev and then the kaved? Or does the person want to go from the lev to the kaved? In other words, take his heart, take his emotions, and bring it to the kaved, which is his physical, the more physically desirous part of man. Skan medubar al paro. Paro ibeid b'chivato. V'nasa ha-lev ha-margish mitumtam b'li hargasha shel ha-sechel shel kedusha rak kmo ha-kaved. So here we're talking about Paro, who lost his bechira, and his heart became sealed off from the brain, from the Kiddusha. He became like the Kaved, they call Parazosios Orif. Orif is the neck, it's made a separation in the neck between the Seichel and the Lev. So the Kiddusha didn't go down to the Lev. The Moach wasn't Sholeit al Lev. So what did he become? He became a kaved. He became a liver. Ubeemes, even a behema has a little tiny bit of seichel. Asher nasa nasech vivina lahafchim v'yom v'maila. A little bit of seichel there. To be margish, what's good, what's harmful. The paro was broken off from his seichel, and he just kept, keep the makas coming. Keep the makas coming. I like all this pain. I'm a little masochistic. With derech zev umazev, we know the pasuk says, nagof v'rofo. And Zohar Kaddish tells us that what was nagof and Mitzrayim, what was harmful to Egypt, was rofo, was healing for the Jewish people. So the Jewish people were zocha to refuah, Mitoch ha-negof le-Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim was smitten, that brought about a healing to the Jewish people. And now the lev by the Jewish people is going to be more nimshach to the moach. Now the heart is going to be drawn more to the brain, to the seichel, to become a melech, moach, lev, kaveh. But the moach is shalit on the lev. B'chein yad achrei ha-yitziyah ba parashat kadesh li kol b'chor. So after the Yetziyah of Mitzrayim, we have the union of Kaddish Likol Bechor, the sanctification of the firstborn animal, the firstborn child. Reishis ve'emunah, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them that you have this, besides the Reishis of the firstborn, you also have the mitzvah of tefillin. What's the mitzvah of tefillin? Reish k'neged ha-moach. Zroya k'neged ha-lev, it's the tikkun of the moach and the lev. Then the ritzuos go down. In other words, your straps go down from your seichel down to the lev and below. To show you that that's the shalit. The seichel is shalit on the lev. The lev is nimshach to the seichel, to the moach. And then it goes all the way down. All of a person's behaviors are drawn after his spiritual element. The mishkan of the neshama zok nefesh chayim. The dwelling place of the soul is in the seichel. All the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach are with eating. Me'es de muna, we can say in Spanish. We eat a muna, Pesach, matzah, mor, famous Kunshas Esa Echel from Maran and Rabban Reb Tzedek HaKohen in Lublin, where he talks about this notion that the Kedushas Achila, and that's obviously the Tikkun for Gan Eden. The one sin in Gan Eden was the sin of Achila. And we're trying to be attacking that on Leil HaSeder, and it's the only time in our years now, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, where there's a mitzvah to eat certain foods. Normally, you can eat whatever you want. But on Leil Pesach, it's Dafka, Matzah, Maror, Pesach, we have it. And it says, V'hei ki v'yecha, etc., v'batim aleim kol tuv, the Ramban brings, that there's a heter b'shas ha-melchoma, it's a pasuk in Dvorim 6:10, which we discussed at great length, that b'shas melchama, you can even eat kadli d'chaziri, the soldiers are allowed to eat unkosher food. In field ois to the Ramban concludes, v'ashali v'hishlit oisam b'chol ha-nimso ba'oretz b'muter u'ba'osu. Giving them mastery over everything that's found in the land, mutter and aser. In other words, maybe it was just maybe it's just mentioned figuratively, like the Ramban writes. Or hiskir habaris derech melitza, afilu beboris. Hiskir habaris derech, afilu beboris itach and shibuch hatzibas and davar asu, betiach asher bahem. O hiskir beboris. דרך מליצה להזכיר ברבוס הטויבה, והזכיר רויסה מכל הנמצא בארץ, במותר ובעשו. That it is in the following פסוק, ובאתם להם כל טוב אשר לא מלעיסה, ובריס חצובים אשר לא חצפת, and houses full of all good things which you didn't fill, and human cisterns, which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees, which you didn't plant, and you shall eat and be full. So, what's the saying that the pasuk mentions the boros? So, the Ramban suggests that maybe there's something usher in the boar, and therefore you're still drinking from what's in the boar, even though it was lined with something usher, in their construction, forbidden materials were used in their code of pitch, such as forbidden wine. So the pasuk says, you're even going to have these boros that you didn't make, the guy you made, it's still going to be mutter. But the Ramban says, maybe this is all figurative to say in general that the Torah is being mashed with you, the Torah is making you, giving you mastery over all that was found in the land, both permissible and forbidden. So use the lesson of the Hishlit, giving us mastery. Because L'chora, again, we discussed this at great, great length in our Hilchos Malachim Shiur and Rambam, Zmanish, Gevaldik Shab Gevaldik. I have no words, it's hard for me to decide what my favorite series is. God is so good to me. He's given me so much, allowed me to spread Torah, Baruch Hashem. But I think if I would have to choose, I might go with my Hilchos Malachim series, because it's, I don't know, it's intoxicating. In any event, so we discussed this Indian, like, what's going on over here? Macholos Asuras are mitante in libo shelela. Obviously, it's not my own, it's Torah of Hashem, the Torah of my Rabbein, that I'm giving over to Anichas Hashem. So what's this Indian that the Rambam uses Lashon of Hishlit to give us mastery over everything in Eretz Yisrael that's mutter and us, and therefore we're allowed to eat everything, especially during war, we're allowed to eat everything. But what's this Indian of being matir, even chazir, even swine, or even kalayim, or orla, right? Like we see in the next pasuk that we read out. Uvatim aleim kol tuv, even kadi de chazir, even the
Even swine.
Rahman al Islam. But that's what it says. Not exactly clear what kadli means, but they translate it as a hind part of the head of the neck. Or dried swine, Rashi says. Chopanim. You're cool with Orla, you're cool with everything. What's going on over here? So what's the mahalach of this heter of Shas Mulchama? Omnam, kach wadovo, she'advarim she'atorah asra gormim timtum. But the Torah asked causes timtum. If the Torah forbade it, it makes one stupid. It seals one off from your bashal. That's obviously the stupidest. Rashi's Chachma Hashem. Because when a person eats, he elevates the matter from machal that's shaykh to the kaved, to the physical part of the man, and he elevates it to Adam. Goes out to go after the moach. When you eat a piece of chicken. Afterwards, that chicken daven mincha. That chicken learns to daf gemara. Where do you have the koch to learn that daf gemara? From the chicken. You're elevating the food. It's nichol b'dalgas ha'odom. And that's its shlem, it's baruch nafshi, it's Hashem. B'chol krovai is Hashem kotshem, b'chol krovai is the me'ayim. The innards. Leave you b'sori yiranu l'okil chai. My heart and my flesh will sing to the living God. That's shlem u'sachayim. That there's shlita mea moach ad alev ad kaved. You got it all. It goes all the way into the kishkis. My lev is singing out to Hashem, my bosa, my flesh, because it starts in the brain, the melech, moach lev kaved. But v'dvorim shem asurim, like the kadmonim tell us, asurim is means something tied up. Mati asurim. It's all tied up, you can't release it. You can't rule over it. It's so connected to Tuma. If you eat it, it's going to make you tummy. That's the lashon of Aser. It's bound up. Bound up in the klipas, bound up in the bad. And that's the chiddush of Shas Mulchama. That is Mulchamas Yisrael, the Kaddish Shmuiz, Baruch Boilam. And give him shlita on the world, that God should rule the world. So the b'koach nitzachon zeh shel koach ha-kedusha, koach ha-tumah b'mulchama. Nitan gam kein koach shlita al koach ha-nefesh. This is Gabriel and Asech, it's koach ha-tumah shebe Michael. There's a koach nitzachon of kedusha over the tumah in war. And therefore there's shlita, there's rulership of your kochos ha-nefesh to be misgabra in the tumah. You can be so overtaking the tumah now that you're fighting this war for God that something that's normally us becomes mutter. And that's the Ramban, the Merami, and the Lashon HaKadosha. V'hishlit. There's shlita now even on what's us there. Gevaldik. B'yitzis Mitzrayim. Who was born the Atem Chuyim Adam. Man is called Adam. Who's called Adam? The Jew. The highest level of the man. Atem Chuyim Adam Chazal Seivam 61a. The highest level. He came out into the world B'malosh Shlita Shlo Alev. With complete control over his heart, Melech Moach Lev Kovei, the Amuna. Goes all the way to the Kishkis. V'chol Krovai is Shem Kotsha. Leave you, so Yiran will Kel Chai. And we eat this Mechel Ibn Musa. We eat this food of Amuna. Matz is food of Amuna. Now the Mischadish beyond Rishon Shel Pesach, where Adam was Mischal, and it goes until the seventh day, there's this revelation of the extension of man. Shisham Gili is Spashtus Adam. Even to the seventh day of the Kriyas Yamsuf. Goes to seven. We know that in this world, everything's seven. Seven is Shlemus, Sheva, Saveya. Man's Mispashe till seven. Eight is Shamein. Above nature, Shemayna. And Maran, the Rosh Hashivah Zatzal, said that the Kav Shemayim, Bevechinas Efes Zulosai, שולל ומפקיע ידי אדם. הוא מגיע אז גם למקום רחוק. שאינו יישוב למקום אדם. That the Kavod Shamayim of Ephes Ulasa is nothing else than God? Negates man to a point where he can reach a place that's not even a place for man. Because now you realize all there is God, so you can reach a place man normally can't go. And therefore your mom is walking in the Yamsuf. B'shas B'riyas Ha'odom, man was told to redu b'digasim b'ofer Shamayim b'ofer Shamayim b'behema. You should rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, and the animals. Whereas by Noach, it says, Morachem b'chitchem b'yakul chayis ha'oretz, b'akoloif ha'shamayim, says b'chol d'gayam b'yelchem itanu. And your fear will be on all of the animals of the earth, and the birds of heaven. And the fish are given into your hands. So it's interesting that when it comes to man, Adam, he's told first the fish, and then the birds, and then the behemoths. By Noach, the Savior is fakert. First comes the birds. First comes the animals, then the birds, then the fish. Seder hafuch. Why is the Seder Hafuch? Yitachen she'aseder hazeh hu lefi she'benoach after his mat is tzuras ha'odom, after the diminishing of the proper spiritual form of man, and now there's a need that once again man should be instill his fear over the animals, because man was lower. When man is lower, why should the animal fear man if man is so spiritually low? So God had to reinstill the fear of man over animals. So it wasn't Bishlamus. It was only Alakov of Yosef. Whatever is closest to him, was closest to man, the animals on the earth. So that's like a minimal type of power man has, of restoration of spiritual capacity. He has his Mori and his Chais over the Chais Aris. And then invite there, Oifa Shemayim, which is further away from man. He has less shlita, less moira, less ches, less fear. And then dogma shebesoy chayam, they're not be yishuv adam, they're not even with us. The dogma chlal is not a place for man to dwell. That's by Noach, but by Adam Rishon, with Miachet, he had the tzel on Elohim. And everybody came to him and said, v'chun anana, ayin b'tanchum ha'pkud esof parsha gimel. So that was the Hofas Tzuras Ha'odom. That was the revelation of man. B'shleimus. And man is shoyet on all the kochos ha'boruim. And therefore it starts dafka midagim ha'rechoikim. To show that they're all equal, even the furthest away, even the fish man has his fears and still over the fish because he has this complete spiritual form. And now Beitzis Mitzrayim, Atem Kuliyim Adam appears, true man, and on the seventh day, their tzur is mispashet, until Kol Shemayim is misgathered through them, even in the Yam, Mokom Yishuv Adam Vishlitas, a man is even ruling over the sea. And therefore, it says, Shemu Amim, your God's Mechila Chazi Yishrei Pulash, as of Nevalu. Alufei Edom Edem Ovin Hosem Arad Namog Moshe Chinoan. That Shlita Sufkoch Adim Schalam Okoch Sabriya. Even though scary, barbaric enemies of ours are afraid. They're all Nichna Tachas Mamach Shemayim Shamo Mim Yer Gozim Chil Chaz. Everyone's so scared, the Pelishtim, the Edoms, the Moabs. Kol Yoshe Chinoan. In other words, man, his Tzuras Adim is born on 15th, the Jew. Atem Kriya Madam, and that extends to the seventh day, the seventh day reached the peak, and now even the whole world is afraid of man. We can even be in a place that's not Yishuv Adam. We extend, we go beyond ourselves. Mikach Shlita Zu, called him Soch Adam, Asmo, first we have Shlita, first in ourselves, then in the world. So, we have Achilas Matzah, Mechad Neinusa, We can overcome all the kochos that are misnagged to Kedusha. So after eating our matzah, we can now overcome the chametz. Now that we reach it, people ask, why are you allowed to eat chametz? The rest of the year of chametz is so bad. Chametz is the Yetzirah, all the drushes about chametz. So why only Pesach? So the answer is you eat matzah on Pesach, and it gives you this spiritual power so you can overcome the chametz during the year. You can elevate that chametz. That's what Rashi says, Shem Chaviv Mesamitzis. They love the mitzvahs, they took out the matzah and the maror with them. In other words, the mitzvah is no longer a chiv mitzvah. But the shiari, the leftovers of the matzah and the maror, the leftover of the spiritual power that they got by eating the matzah and the maror remained with them. That's what it says, v'yisamis b'tzeiko. They elevated the botzek. So I like the Yitzchak says to Yaakov, to Esav, Sana Kelecha, tell you Chavakashlecha, elevate your hunting instruments. Literally, it means lift them up, go hunt for me. But it also means Sana, elevate it. So that's what we're doing over here. We're elevating our Vayisam is Bitseko. We're elevating the Bosek. Tolamala, Shichon, Adarosh. Shenikar b'machal kol koach harosh. That in the food, you see the koach of the head, of the seichel, of the moach. It's on your shoulders, next to their head. So that's what Pesach is supposed to give us, the koach. It's supposed to give us the koach for the yamim habayim to overcome all the nisyonos. Now that we have the tzuras ha'adam, we take the shiori matzah and maror with us. We overcome everything we have to overcome, all the difficulties that we all experience. And then with all the grace of kelim of Pesach, we go to our Sinai. Ve'isam ve'asam Moshe Sam. Cause the Jewish people to travel and get weiter. No matter Rabbi Sai, I'd fallen low in a flame. They have to take the carcass of Pesach, Allah. Kol Hashana, Vesad Lichat Al Sinai. It's a mitzvah every day. One of the mitzvahs to me is to remember Har Sinai. V'dat l'vnech, v'nei v'nech, yom shamad, v'nei Hashem, v'lokech v'cholev. Not to forget. So we should always take with us the Yitzis Mitzrayim, we say twice a day. Every day we leave Mitzrayim twice. We remember leaving Mitzrayim twice. We only actually leave once a year. So we remember twice a day, and we take that with us, weiter, weiter. Always going to Har Sinai. V'tziyecha ha'asam v'mitzvayim tabdus ha'lokim la'har hazeh. Wish to be zochet ha'akat to have aliyah, and to have grace of grace of kelim, to get all the brachas to contain. Shalom v'shlemus. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.